KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies, some light rain, and just had a brief thunder shower within the past few minutes. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning, otherwise partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In area news, October brings a month-long series of assemblies across Iowa for REAP, or Resource Enhancement and Protection. Tammy Krausman, the REAP coordinator with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, says they focus on issues like habitat, water quality, and preservation of cultural heritage.
REAP is one of the most popular conservation, natural resources, and historic development programs in the state, and one of the reasons it stays so relevant is because every couple of years we get out and we hold 18 meetings across the state to talk to Iowans about what they really want from those types of programs.
The assemblies cover a wide range of topics centered on outdoor recreation, soil and water enhancement, historical resources, land management, and more.
We get together in a room. We give a little brief history on REAP so that way everybody's kind of on the same page. And then we open it up for questions and we talk about all the local things that have happened with REAP in that area. We want to ask everybody a lot of questions about what they really want to see with these types of programs in the future.
Also at the meetings, delegates are elected to attend the REAP Congress. That'll be held January 6th in the House Chambers at the State Capitol in Des Moines.
All of these delegates who have been elected at these individual REAP assemblies come together, and then we really hardcore debate REAP policy, natural resources policy, conservation, outdoor recreation. Then we make those recommendations to the governor, to the General Assembly, and to the Natural Resources Commission.
The assembly meetings run about 90 minutes. The first of the 18 assemblies is planned for this Wednesday in Spencer, with another on Thursday in Lehi. Other meetings coming up this month include those in Shenandoah, Carroll, Afton, and Neola. You can find out more and look at the complete schedule at www.iowareap.com. Red Oak police conducted a traffic stop Sunday afternoon at around 2:30 and arrested the driver of the vehicle for driving while barred. 24-year-old Ozzie Ray Hunter of Red Oak was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond. Two men were arrested in Montgomery County. Actually, they were cited, I should say, for possession of alcohol in Montgomery County under the legal age Saturday night. Cited at around 8:40 p.m. in the 2500 block of Highway 71 was 20-year-old Brett Jeffrey Fulton and 20-year-old Blake Michael Hadzik Riggle, both of Villisca. And at around 3:45 a.m. Sunday, Montgomery County deputies arrested 19-year-old Parker Timothy Wagaman of Red Oak at the intersection of L Avenue and Highway 48. Wagaman was charged with OWI first offense and brought to Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $1,000. Page County Sheriff's Office over the weekend was asking the public to be on the lookout for a blue and gold 2010 Ford F-150 pickup that was reported stolen following the pursuit of another vehicle. The pickup has Iowa license plates 038SDQ. A picture of the similar vehicle can be seen under this same story under the news page at KJAN.com. The theft occurred following a chase that began with a traffic stop just after 8 p.m. Saturday north and west of College Springs. The driver of a 2005 Honda Pilot refused to stop for a patrol car vehicle's lights and siren and instead increased speed. During the pursuit, which lasted less than 5 minutes, the Honda Pilot entered a field of standing corn. Deputies discontinued pursuit at that point. When a perimeter was set up around the section of the cornfield, it was discovered the vehicle had continued through the standing corn, through a fence, and more standing corn into a field and then into a ditch. The vehicle was disabled from the ditch impact. With the registration check from the VIN number on the Honda Pilot, it was found to have been stolen from Council Bluffs on or about September 5th. The driver had exited the vehicle and went to a residence less than 1/4 mile from where the vehicle was in the ditch. The owners of the residence reported that their pickup, as described a few moments ago, had been stolen from the residence. Anyone with information about the crimes I just mentioned is asked to contact the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193 or your local law enforcement agency. A man from Montgomery County was arrested Saturday night in Adams County on drug and weapon charges. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports 50-year-old Charles Samuel Williams of Villisca was taken into custody at around 8 p.m. following a traffic stop. Upon further investigation, Williams was charged with possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, possession of an offensive weapon by a felon, and possession of drug paraphernalia. In the vehicle, deputies located a machete, which was concealed next to the driver's seat. Williams was booked into the Adams County Jail and held on a $10,300 cash-only bond. An accident investigation Saturday in Montgomery County resulted in a citation for a rural Villisca woman and minor injuries to the woman. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said they received a call about the accident having occurred at 190th Street and Q Avenue. But when deputies arrived, there was no vehicle present, but the accident scene was located about 1/4 mile north of the intersection on the west side of the road. Indications were that a vehicle had gone out of control and left the road before traveling airborne, entering a ditch and continuing for about 50 feet into a standing cornfield. A deputy went to a residence after getting information about the driver and located 19-year-old Megan McCall of rural Villisca, along with a 1998 Mercury Sable, which was in the driveway. The car had damage consistent with markings located at the scene, and the airbags had deployed. McCall told authorities she lost control of the car and went into a ditch. She suffered a small abrasion on her right forearm from the airbag and said her neck hurt. A check of McCall's driver's license determined her license had been suspended. She was subsequently issued a citation for driving under suspension. The car sustained about $1,500 damage, and the corn owned by Roger Servant of rural Stanton sustained about $200 damage. There were no further charges, and the investigation was determined to be complete. In the funeral announcements, Rosemary Leonard, age 78 of Atlantic, died Tuesday at her home. A massive Christian burial for Rosemary Leonard will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Richard G. Smith, age 86 of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. Funeral services for Richard G. Smith will be held today at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Margaret L. Bachelet, age 93 of Guthrie Center, died Thursday at the Guthrie Center in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Margaret Bachelet will be held today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Ruth Ann Odie, age 76 of Manning, died Wednesday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Ruth Odie will be held today at 11 o'clock at the House Barn Conference Center in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Connie Webb, age 84 of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday in Panora. Funeral services for Connie Webb will be today at 11 o'clock at the Guthrie Grove Campgrounds in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Bernice Erke, age 81 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Bernice Erke will be held today at 3:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. June Ellen Pierce, age 93 of Oakland, died Saturday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for June Ellen Pierce will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Agnes Getzinger, age 91 of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center. Mass of Christian burial for Agnes Getzinger will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Robert Dotzler, age 90 of Defiance, died Saturday. A Mass of Christian burial for Robert Dotzler will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Horace Graves, age 91 of Harlan, died Sunday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Services for Horace Graves are pending at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.